I gave them a minute to enjoy the compliment and have fun pretending to feel an understanding sorrow before. "And I am interested in your work, Holly, and I do want to hear whatever you will take the time to explain to me, though I know there's nothing more boring than trying to explain things to a layman."
"On the contrary, Jack," he said quickly, "I..."
"Come on, Holly," I said with a wave. "You don't have to pretend with me. I know the last thing you want is an audience," knowing damn well he wanted nothing more in the whole wide universe.
"On the contrary, Jack," he repeated, "I'm terribly flattered by your interest. I just hope I won't bore you."
"Not a chance, Holly. I'm the sponge type."
"I do think we have a few projects of interest in the works, and without getting too technical," he began,
before becoming too technical almost at once. It didn't matter. I was only half listening. The other half was waiting. For Laia. Because it wasn't over until she said it was. So I sweated. Holly had already bought it all, luxuriating in the brotherhood of anything even faintly man to man. I had thrown in the part about wanting to stay with them for her, mostly, figuring she would demand, in lieu of facts, something personal at least before being satisfied. But was she? I could damn near feel her probing gaze, which had strayed not one inch from my eyes the whole time. She's not buying, I thought at last, mustering more sugar cloud to float toward her, when suddenly she relaxed. And I knew I was in. I could turn and look at her then, and smile. She smiled back. It was a sweet smile, a warm smile, and, incredibly, an "I'm sure you'll do the right thing" smile. Madness.
"But I don't know what I'm doing," I shouted from my mind to hers. "How can you, you stupid bitch? Your faith in me is insane."
But her gaze didn't even darken. She had decided. And that was that. I shuddered, passing a hand over my eyes. It was so stupid to feel this way. What was I upset about, anyway? Winning, for Christ's sakes? What the hell? Guilt for deceiving her? For being able to? Damn it, forget it. Go on, go on. It's a done thing, a completed task. Go on. "As regards the armor," I blurted blindly, interrupting Holly in mid-esoterica.
"Why, yes," he said, surprised. "I was just coming to that. You do follow this, don't you?"
I didn't hit him. I just clamped down and tried to slide into his voice, into the sense of what he was saying. Long, slow, deep breaths. I bolted suddenly upright as, out of the blue, I realized what it was he was suggesting. "But Holly, the one thing that anybody, that everybody knows about battle armor is that no one but the owner can wear it. You'd be crushed." Holly smiled, completely unconcerned.
"Oh, of course I would, Jack," he replied happily. "I know that. I'm not planning to wear the suit, not even the helmet. But, Jack," he added, looking excitedly at me and leaning forward across the table eagerly, "what if I could use routing feeds to another helmet?"